A huge countywide effort is in the works to recruit highly skilled professionals to come work, live, and stay in Humboldt County. The campaign, called Home in Humboldt, is spearheaded by the Redwood Coast Chamber Foundation. In close collaboration with the area's hospitals and healthcare organizations, both colleges, the county itself, and several business entities.
The healthcare system, so Providence, Open Door, United Indian Health, other health systems, as well as CR, Cal Poly, Humboldt Area Foundation, the county, City of Eureka, Coast Guard, and lots of others, about how to attract and retain talent.
That's Nancy Olson with the Redwood Coast Chamber Foundation, speaking exclusively to KMUD. And yes, you heard that right. Even the Coast Guard is getting involved. Hiring and retaining qualified professionals has been a huge issue in Humboldt County for a number of years. Here is Jennifer Flores of the Humboldt Veterinary Medical Group in Fortuna speaking to KMUD about her company's hiring challenges.
We get about 18 months out of a veterinarian that moves into this area from out of the area. We get about 18 months that they work with us before they leave. So if it's not a veterinarian who was born, raised here, lived here, went to school out of the area, and then is returning home, we almost guarantee that they leave.
Flores's experience is illustrative of the frustrations most employers and recruiters countywide feel when it comes to staff retention. A sizable part of the campaign will focus on how to attract people in the healthcare field, which has had a particularly torrid time holding on to doctors and high-level healthcare staff. In fact, the project was initiated by one of the local healthcare CEOs, Nancy Olson again.
It was actually brought to me by Michael Kellerman, who's the chief executive at Providence, and that was, you know, a year and a half ago. So how do we get doctors to be interested in Humboldt? How do we get them to stay?
With both Cal Poly Humboldt and College of the Redwoods taking part, Home in Humboldt will also seek to attract teachers and academics, as well as professionals and skilled tradespeople from across the spectrum. The campaign represents the most concentrated effort to date to get qualified staff to not just come to the county, but stay here too.
How do we make sure that Humboldt's image is, you know, improved? How do we come behind people and help them connect to their interest areas in the community, whether it's their faith community or a cultural community that is important to them, hobbies, activities, and whatnot? This is really providing concierge services to people who are considering moving here, as well as those who land here.
Home in Humboldt is expected to launch by the end of the year. For KMUD, I'm Sigurd Bjørn.